congratulations on being announced as the Little Athletics Australia Official of the Year.
Yeah, no, it's an absolute honour to be the Official of the Year. I've loved doing the volunteering with Little Athletics. It's so much fun to be able to do all of that sort of stuff.
I imagine someone nominated you. Did you know that it was going to happen?
I had no idea. The first time I knew of it was when I had the phone call from Little Athletics Australia to invite me to the ceremony and let me know that I'd won the award.
Brilliant. Did you get to do a little dance afterwards? Was there a party?
There was a little bit of a dance. I was actually at work, actually on duty. I'm a primary school teacher, so I missed the call, so I called them back. I'm like, oh, fantastic.
So tell me how you got involved in Little Athletics.
So probably about 12 years ago now, I've got a couple of brothers who were doing Little Athletics, but I was too old to be part of that program at the time because of my age then. So they were competing. Obviously, being there as a brother was a little bit bored, so I just started helping out on the event sites. And from there, I've just built up my skills, got some training, and it's taken me now to state, national and international competitions.
How much fun is that?
Oh, absolutely brilliant. I've obviously getting to travel the world with it as well. Obviously, not for Little Athletics, but for athletics in general, but being able to be involved in a sport that's so highly regarded around the world, it's just a fantastic opportunity.
So what sort of roles do you take on when you travel?
So when I travel, I'm normally probably a field judge, so working on one of the field events, being part of a team of officials to deliver those events. Some events I do take on the chief role, so in charge of the field sites. And then locally, I'm also part of the competition management team, so actually being involved in the overall running of the competition in the control room.
Fantastic. And when you are with your club in WA, that's the Ridgewood Little Athletics Club?
Yep, Ridgewood Athletics, yes.
What sort of jobs do you have to do?
So there I'm part of the board of directors and I'm the championship director, but then at the actual competitions week to week, I'm one of those main people running the events, making sure that the athletes are getting out to the event sites that they need to, supporting the officials, making sure that the athletes are following the rules, making sure that the officials are following the rules and supporting everyone to have a fantastic competition and build them up from 5, 6 years old right through to athletes that are grandparents and other members of the community, because our centre now is able to accommodate that such a range of athletes.
I have very fond memories of Little Athletics. It was a great place to meet people and have some fun. I didn't stay for long, Matthew, because it clashed with cricket season. What do you do if you want to get involved or get along to watch some Little Aths?
So there's plenty of Little Athletic centres around the state, especially in the metro area. So jumping onto the Athletics West website and having a look on there to find where your local centre is. And then week to week, they have competitions, mostly on a Saturday morning. Our season runs from September, October through to March time. So right throughout the summer, there's always competitions going on. But then also, as you get older, there's opportunities at the Athletic Stadium in Mount Claremont, Floreat area, on a Friday evening, sometimes on a weekend. Again, through the Athletics West website, you can see all the information to find out how to get involved there. Not only as an athlete, but obviously as an official as well. There's lots of information, and we're always looking for more officials to support competitions at local level or even at the state and senior levels as well.
If you've never thought about it, it's a great sport and community to be involved in. And I imagine, Matthew, you're always looking for volunteers.
We are, absolutely. The more volunteers that we get, the better the competition runs. Each and every week, you need probably 80 adults to run a Little Athletics competition due to the number of events running at one time and the number of athletes involved at a what we call a Strive competition, which is our senior competitions. We probably need 40 officials, and we need more right every single week. The volunteer community is a small community, and then the parents from athletes support that community in helping us out. But we'd love more and more people to be involved in the actual volunteer community and supporting us each and every week, or on the odd occasion, if that's all that people can offer.
It's a very exciting time for lovers of athletics, because it's an area that doesn't get a lot of attention other than every 4 years when we all become Olympics experts. You're looking forward to Paris?
Very much so. There's a number of athletes that I've officiated for here in WA and across the country that so looking forward to being able to watch compete at the Olympics this year, and even at the Paralympics as well. Let's not forget some of our fantastic para athletes, especially some of them that are WA based, going to the Paralympics hopefully once that's all finalised. Very much looking forward to seeing them all compete.
Me too. For athletes with disabilities, when can they start competing? What age group?
They can start competing even as a little athlete as well, so 5-6 years old. If they've got some sort of disability, speaking to your local little athletic centre, they will hopefully be able to support you in being part of that opportunity. Was it Ridgewood? We're definitely on that path, and we've got inclusion pathways and opportunities for athletes to be involved. Depending on their disability, we'll be able to accommodate them as best we can and support them in being part of the athletics community.
That's fantastic. Who should we look out for, Matthew, before I let you go?
So at the Olympics, obviously our pole vaulters, Nina Kennedy and Curtis Marshall, hopefully they'll get a call up. They've both got the Olympic qualifiers, so hopefully they'll do well. And then in the Paralympics, we've got Sarah Edmondson in the discus. Hopefully she'll be able to get an opportunity to compete there as well.
Brilliant. Congratulations again on being awarded the Little Athletics Australia Official of the Year Award. I'm sure you've done lots of paperwork, and I hope there's a lovely little trophy and a cup of tea to enjoy soon. Matthew, thank you.
Thank you very much.